Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Max, this garden has turned into a life mission for you and Sherry.
Yeah, Roy, it has. Actually, you know, sometimes when you volunteer for God, I guess it's like volunteering for the military. You have no idea what you're getting into.
And then
you just
know
who you belong to.
They tell you in the military, never raise your hand to volunteer. Right?
That's right. But we volunteered, and we said, God, if you want to use us, use us. And I also told him, you know, years ago when I found out he was doing a lot of neat stuff, I said, God, don't do anything fun without me. And so we have been able to enjoy a lot of incredible things, but it's turned into years and years, and it's really, you know, rerouted our life. I started off as a young 20-year-old knowing what I wanted to do and to be and all that stuff, and then had those goals and dreams, and then I hit life, and all of a sudden things started happening, and God came in and got involved, and so it's turned into a mission for Sherry and I. Now the garden is really our destiny, I think, and he's brought thousands of people to help us do this, and this garden now is touching people all over the United States.
It's become your life work.
Yeah, it has.
Both of you.
Yeah, it for Sherry and me both.
And I tell you, to this day when I go up there, I had the opportunity to know both of you. So when I look around, and I haven't been there since the very beginning, but I've been there for a while, and I remember when they've added all these things. So it's kind of still fun for me to come up and remember the days when I come up and there was hardly anything there.
Dirt and a cross.
And now they've got all these things. And the fact that I just run into a guy named Max at a birthday party. Remember that?
Yeah.
I met
at
your niece's birthday or birthday party. And she told me, I said, you got to meet my uncle. And she started telling me, I said, who is this guy? And then when I met him, it was just infectious. I was like, well, I don't know what he's doing, but I'm in, whatever it is. And so I understand now. You had you got somebody in your back pocket.
Yeah,
God.
Well, yeah, he's. I'm in his back pocket. I like the way that works.
So you got me.
Yep. And so we just tell God stories. And you know, we're not preachers. We're not theologians. We don't have a bunch of seminary degrees. But we've been with Jesus, and we're like the blind guy.
And that's still one of the most powerful things in the world.
I don't know. I was blind, and now I see. And so we tell stories about what God's doing, true testimonies, so that you can know that the Scripture's true, and all this preaching and teaching that you hear, you know, when you put it into effect, stuff happens, and it happens in our lives.
It does, and it's happening at the cross in Kerbal.
Yeah, exactly.
What is the miracle of the week?
Well, you know, there's lots we could talk about, and lots of miracles happen literally right on the property. When people drive onto the property, sometimes they get covered with that Shekinah glory gold dust. Even at the just as they drive in the 24.5 acres, they hadn't even got to the cross yet. We've had people healed down at the bottom before they even got at the top. We've had all kinds, but it's also just talking about Jesus and his garden is causing miracles to happen. And here at the last Kerrville Ministerial Alliance, KMA meeting, where in Kerrville, all the pastors or most of them, the ministries and churches in town get together for a luncheon once a month, and which is a really neat thing for the pastors to share and the evangelists in the area. And anyway, so I'm just sitting at the table and I always pray, God, put me who you want me to be next to so I can bless them. And so I sat at the table and I looked to my left and there's a Baptist pastor. And so I'm one of the Baptist pastors in town. Anyway, so I'm just sharing my normal God stories and all what God's doing at the garden. I look over, and there on his side of his cheek, he's getting gold dust on his face. And I start seeing this piece of the glory forming right on the Baptist pastor's face. And I try to keep talking, telling my story, but I keep looking back, and he's flashing me with this piece of gold. And finally, I said to him, "You know the glory of God's on you?" And he goes, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Well, it looks like glitter." And I said, "It's on your cheek right there." And he starts to wipe it off. And I said, no, don't wipe it off. That's good. That's God." He said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "You've never heard about the visible Shekinah glory?" He said, "No, I haven't." And he's a retired Baptist pastor. But anyways, now the other people sitting at the table start to see it. And so anyways, I was able to share with him about that. And then when I got home, I sent him the details and the information and the scientific stuff from Texas A&M so he'd know. But it was a manifestation of the Spirit, but it allowed me to then share with him about the empowerment of the Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so I sent him in an email details on how these signs and wonders are for today and how you engage in them and get launched into that through the baptism. And so so I was not at the garden, but I'm talking about what God's doing up there.
And so the garden now extends out.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be there anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And you talk about it.
Which is another miracle.
And we have lots of people that say that they get touched at the garden. They go off and live their lives, and wherever they go, these miracle signs and wonders follow them. But the key is Jesus. See, it's all about Jesus. And I promised him I'd always witness about him.
We have our guest back from last week, Bobby Kaysen. Introduce him
again.
Yeah,
Bobby is an incredible man of God, got an incredible woman of God he's married to. He owns Mid-Tex Pump in Kerrville, Texas, and he puts in the pump water well systems for all the water wells in the Hill Country. And so he puts in pumps and tanks and all that kind of stuff and makes it work. And just a really fine guy, but he's a real man of faith and a man of prayer. And he's donated the system to the Kerrville Garden so we could have water, we could have plants, so we could have the baptismal fountain. And it was a very expensive gift. And thankfully, his wife supported his desire to bless us. And since we're building this garden without debt and it's all free, we wouldn't have the water if it wasn't for Bobby and Virginia Kaysen, and we're just so grateful. But he's quite a man of God. But I asked him on the show because he's got some amazing stories, and he's got them from the cross, but he's got them in his own life. And I wanted the people to hear kind of some of the quality and caliber of some of the miracles going on. Bobby, welcome to the show. You've had some amazing stuff happen. You know, one of my favorite stories that you told me is about the hornets.
Yes, sir.
That just blew my socks off the first time I heard that. Tell the folks what God did for you there.
Well, the Lord, he's with you wherever you go. You carry him with you on the inside. And it tells us that in the book, but so many times we think it's only just for Sundays and Wednesdays at church. But I went out in my barn here one day, And I work a lot. I leave early in the morning, daylight, and usually I don't get in till dark. And so I don't get to spend much time around my own house. And I went into the barn, and I got in there, and I got stung on a finger. And I didn't realize what it was. I just mashed it, and then about the time I got stung again, and then the time I realized what it was, I'd been stung about 9 times. Twice on the finger, and then on my hand, and on the side of my neck, my temple, and what it was hornets.
And you're allergic, right?
And I was, yes, sir. I was, at that time, I was allergic to hornets. And I had only been going to church for maybe 8 months to a year, not very long. And anyway, when that stung me on the neck and on my temple, that scared me. But I used to raise bees, and I know one thing that you don't do is fight them when they start, when you see them like that. And so before I even really had time to move, I looked up in front of me, and there was actually a cloud. It's like something you'd see on a horror movie. It formed right there in front of me. I mean, it was probably 6 or 7 foot tall and 3 foot across. But
so there's thousands of these hornets.
There was thousands of these hornets, and they just come together, and it just... What it looked like with me standing there was a cloud of them right in front of me. And when I seen that, I screamed Jesus just as loud as I could holler. And when I screamed Jesus, they covered me from the top of my head all the way down.
Every inch of your body.
Every
is
inch of
in
my
hornets.
Body, the whole thing. And I slowly started walking out of the barn, and they're crawling all over me. But I got outside, and I was just trembling because it really scared me. You hear about people dying all the time as it gets covered with these, you know.
And you were allergic.
And I was allergic to them. And when I got outside, I was wearing a ball cap, and they got underneath my hat and into my hair, and they was crawling in my hair. And I really actually had probably, it was probably 30 seconds, but it probably seemed like an hour. Trying to find a place to put my finger on my cap just to push it off my head where I could let them out from underneath my hat. You know, they was all in my hair. And I finally found a spot on my cap where I could push it off. And when my cap hit the ground, it was unbelievable how many went off on the ground with it. And then I stood there, and I just couldn't take them crawling on me. So I very carefully went to pushing them off my hand, not mashing them, but just easing them off. And actually, I stood there and swept every one of them off. But
and they weren't stinging you,
right?
Because as the initial, before you yelled Jesus, you got stung six or seven times.
I was stung 9 times.
But when you yelled Jesus, you were never
stung.
Again.
I was never stung.
You,
but they didn't sting you anymore.
Right. With thousands of hornets, they were not able to sting you.
Even the insects are subject to that name of Jesus. Even insects.
What a deal. That definitely saved your life.
And you thought that you were stunned by what was happening, right? The stings didn't happen anymore.
No, they
were. You even
yeah.
headed towards a hospital, but.
Yeah, because I was allergic, I thought you might still need to go to the hospital. I was stung on the neck and on the temples.
So, miracles are real, not just for you, but you've seen other ones too, so you know they're real.
Oh, yes. I've had Lord heal my back. I spent 2 years in bed probably 20 years ago, and when I finally was able to get out of bed, I wasn't serving the Lord at that time. And when I was finally able to get out of bed and start working again, it was a long process, but I lost everything I owned during that time. And after about 6-8 years of me being able to get up and start working again, I finally started acquiring everything, and my back went back out again, the same place that it had when I spent all that time in bed. And I prayed a prayer of faith. I've been going to church now. The Lord touched my back. And that's probably been 14 years ago, and I've been able to walk ever since. And no troubles.
And he supernaturally healed you.
Yes.
This wasn't a doctor deal.
No, this was not a doctor deal.
This was
the Lord touched me.
The Lord touched you.
Yeah. So, Bobby, why should people visit the Kerrville Prayer Garden?
Well, the presence of the Lord is there, and it gives us a place to go for especially non-believers, that it gives you a place that you can go, that you can set, I can go up here and the Lord is here. And sometimes people don't realize that we carry him with us wherever we go, but you have a place that you can actually go, set, if I'll drive over there, he'll be there. And
you know for sure.
Know for sure.
And that's important.
That is.
Well, let me ask you this, Bobby. We're coming to our closing moments here. What specifically would you would like our listeners to know right now from your heart?
The Lord is, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he lives with us every day. And it's not, he's not just to be here on Sundays and Wednesdays when we go to church. But he's an everyday God.
Bobby, amen. Thanks for being with us this week. We appreciate it. And Max mentioned his company one more time.
Okay, it's Mid-Tex Pumps in Kerrville, Texas. If you need a water system, it's a man of God, and he'll do a great job. But also, if you need some miracles at your house, get him to pray for you. And if you ever see a hornet coming your way, yell Jesus.
Yeah, and it'll work.
Because what God does for one, the Bible says he'll do for another. So when you got that kind of a need for Jesus, that's really the short prayer that works. Just the one word, Jesus. And Bobby is living evidence.
I don't know about you and the rest of the people listening, but he got my attention because what a visual that is. I'll never forget this show.
Exactly.
People are listening, Max, and they want to be part of the Coming King Foundation and either volunteer to help out, witness to people, bring some money into the kitty, whatever they want to do. How do they reach us?
Just go to our website. It's thecomingkingfoundation.org, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, or thecrossatkerrville.org. And we appreciate your help and your prayers. The garden is free. Come experience it for yourself. But as Bobby said, Jesus is real. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So call on his name. That's why we do this show.
Bobby Kaysen. Max Reiner, thanks for being with us this week. Here's Sherry Reiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, are you ready for some more comments? Well, here they are. The first one comes from Natalie Guerrera from Richmond, Texas, and she sent it in by TripAdvisor. She says, beautiful. My friend and I stopped here on a road trip. I had no idea how beautiful and serene it is up there. I love that you can write down your prayers on a rock and leave them there. Even with people walking around you, everyone is so quiet and respectful. I will definitely go back and maybe spend a little more time. June Corso wrote in, I recently visited the amazing cross and garden, which moved me to tears as I immediately felt the presence of God. All praise and honor be to him. I have been telling everyone about this awesome must-visit place. I look forward to going back many times. And Barbara Sullivan said, there is no place I'd rather be than up here. I have seen God work there. The Holy Spirit works there beyond my amazement. It is an awesome place, and he is here. And Michelle H. wrote in on TripAdvisor, and she said, peaceful and worthwhile. We drove up while on an anniversary trip to Fredericksburg. It is well worth the 20-mile drive. So peaceful and truly inspirational experience. And Carol Reinhart says, we love the cross and everything represented. Jeff Anderson, a tour guide chaplain in Kerrville, said, the incredible part is that so many people come to participate in this garden. And Ruben and Nelva told us that this is the greatest and best place I have ever visited. Thank you for all you do. And the next one says, you have suffered much in the trenches to pull off this apostolic endeavor. And this was from Ted Beckett. Thank you for this prayer garden. We love coming here. This one was anonymous. And the last one for you today is by Happy Galvan. And she said, beautiful prayer. And that's it. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Sherry.
We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.